This is TWiT.
Randy, Tustin, California, Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Hi, Randy.
Well, thanks for working on Thanksgiving weekend, Leo, because I got to get my wife a new laptop.
Awesome.
Okay, she's Chinese, so she's bilingual.
Uh-huh.
So the question is how can, or what can I do so that she can type in both Chinese and English using her keyboard?
Windows has internationalizations, and you can download Chinese keyboards and so forth. It depends on which language she is going to use most of the time, because you can also buy a Chinese Windows computer that it has Chinese keys and is Chinese language. Then you switch that to an English language keyboard for the times you want to use that. So the question is which keycaps.
Well, she wants to use, with the regular English keyboard.
All right. So then it's no big deal at all. And Windows and all operating systems allow you to go in and change the international keyboard layout. It's just that the keycaps, of course, won't change. They'll still be, Q-W-E-R-T-Y, but they'll mean different things as she types. And I think a lot of international users just learn how to do that. So you're going to go into the control panel. And you're gonna and you'll see that there are, I can't remember what it's called. Are you Windows 8? Yeah, you're gonna be buying a new one, so it'll be Windows 8.
I'm looking for a new one, so yeah. It will be
Windows 8 International Keyboard. I'm gonna search for. You know what you could do? Is it a desktop or a laptop?
I want to buy her a new laptop. She has an Asus right now.
One thing you could do is buy a Chinese USB keyboard, and then she could switch back and forth. That would be another way to do it, which would be kind of cool. So you go to the control panel, and on Windows 8, you're going to go to the clock, language, and region control panel section. That's why it's confusing. They've got to move stuff around. And then you're going to change the input method, and you can change it currently, or as you buy it, it'd probably be English language, but you can change that to Chinese or international, and you'll be able to type with a Chinese keyboard. It just won't look like a Chinese keyboard. It might be a good idea. And they also put an on-screen keyboard if you want as well, which might be, it depends on, how much of this she wants to be in Chinese. If it's just occasional use, that probably is okay.
And so she would have to change it back then when she wanted to go back to English.
Yeah, and all versions of Windows will do this. But you can buy internationalized versions. So you can buy the Chinese version of Windows, for instance, or the Spanish version of Windows. And then it defaults to Chinese, and the laptop would have a Chinese keyboard, would have Chinese characters on the keyboard.
Yeah, which is not what she has right now. She's used to it.
Yeah. You can go to worldlanguage.com. They make Chinese language keyboards. Worldlanguage.com. So a really cool, thoughtful gift would be to give her that laptop, but also give her a USB keyboard that is the Chinese characters on it. And if she wants to switch to Chinese, she just plugs in that keyboard.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah, I think that would be a very thoughtful addition. And now, again, this will be the English language version of Windows, so all the menus will remain in English.
Correct.
Everything will remain in English. If you want it to be in Chinese, you have to buy the Chinese version of Windows.
Okay, no, I'll just stick with the U.S.
Yeah, she's used to that.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. So, but I think a nice thing to do would be get her a Chinese keyboard. I think that'd be an even extra thoughtful thing, and she can use that with any computer going forward.
That would be good.
Yeah.
And what do you think would be a good, moderately priced laptop? Like I said, she has an Asus right now.
Asus is very good.
15-inch where she could plug in a mouse.
I'd stick with Asus. It's ironically, the three I would recommend are all Chinese companies. Asus, I shouldn't say Chinese because that's controversial. Taiwanese companies. Lenovo is Chinese. Asus is Taiwanese. And Acer is Taiwanese. And that's another good one, A-C-E-R. My Windows laptop, the one I love, my Windows 8 laptop, is the Acer S7. If she's looking for thin and light, it's a fantastic laptop. Yeah. But I think Asus is also very good. And Lenovo, if I had to pick one, I'd say Lenovo. That's owned by, partly owned by the Chinese government, I think. Another good thing to look at, perhaps, somebody in the chat room is reminding me, it's a little more expensive, but Microsoft makes the Surface Pro 3, which is its detachable, tablet and the keyboard clicks into it. And I bet you could get a Surface Pro 3 with a both English language and a Chinese language keyboard that would snap in. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah. So that's those are a little more expensive. Those are more over $1,000, but people love the Surface Pro 3. Beautiful screen. It's kind of, it's a tablet, so it's kind of, it's very portable. I would say that's another one to consider, but you're going to have to look at the prices. Lenovo, Acer, Asus, still very good. And then if you want to get the Microsoft product, the Surface Pro 3, I would take a look at. We always recommend Dell as well. I'll throw it into the mix. That's five total. I think for laptops, you can't do better than Lenovo, frankly. I'm actually very happy with my Asus as well. What a nice gift. That's very thoughtful, Randy. I appreciate the call. And don't forget worldlanguage.com. That's a store where they sell all sorts of international stuff, including keyboards in every language under the sun. Worldlanguage.com. And thanks. A tip of the hat to the chat room for mentioning that.